Yeah, man, it's that time again. It is FDH Beyond featuring Marvel Strike Force. Oh, I'm Charles. There's Kurt. And there's Sin. Oh, it's a drinking night for Kurt. I hear you, man. Has it been that kind of week?
It's been that kind of a year.
Oh, and dude.
Sin's got a Stein.
Wow. Yeah, I'm the only one not drinking. I'm the only one not drinking tonight. I don't have anything.
This has only got iced tea in it, too.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's sweet tea. Get it right. And, yeah, I'm not drinking. I finished off my root beer earlier, and I'm all out of my reach down and grab beers. So, yeah, I'm
no
fine.
No Yingling at your feet?
No Yingling at my feet. I need to remedy that issue there. But hey, that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about all kind of cool shenanigans in the game. And I want to say,
I was told this was the beer episode. What's going on?
Always the beer episode?
Yeah, pretty much. And our tagline for go live notification is there will be heavy drinking tonight. And
that's just been off for that.
Yeah. So I failed. I am not a professional. I failed to do my duties over here and get drunk on the show. So the blitzes have been interesting. We'll talk about that. The offers have been good. So I want to jump into that one real quick. I bought the Kingpin offer the other day for the 50 shards.
Of Kingpin?
I don't have him maxed out.
So, oh, yeah. All right.
Huh. So, yeah, I was like, $2. I don't have him maxed out. And here's what I do love. Here's for the filthy casual players like myself out there. Kingpin's a villain. Let's do that. Is when the offer pops up, and if you're not sure if you have that character maxed out, you can just tap their little shard right there, and it'll tell you how many you're short on. Because like I did it with Loki, it's like, I'm not sure. Loki keeps popping up right now. Shut up, Steve-O. I'm not sure if I have. Nope, he is maxed. He's maxed now. I think I just maxed him out with that purchase. Or I just spent $2 to say, attaboy. Y'all keep doing that. I don't know. But, yeah, Loki is the one featured right now. I do have him maxed.
I wish you could see past purchases, like what you actually purchased.
Yeah.
Because, like, you could probably see in Google, if you're on Android, you could probably see what your Google purchases are. But they come up like small offer 9.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And that doesn't mean anything. I'd like to see.
They go by the combo name.
Yeah, I'd like to see the game information.
Yeah, because I just got a bill for $14.99. And I was like, well, I remember buying, there was some $10 pack, dude, that popped the other day. And I was like, I really should. Because it was like 100 shards of somebody and a bunch of energy stuff that went with our 50 shards and a bunch of stuff that went with them. Whatever it was, I was like, I got to do this. So I did it, and then I turned around and did a $4.99 one on somebody else that I needed. And I got to stop. That's my coffee money that I'm spending. I got to stop doing this.
So, I like those offers because they feel more reasonable to me.
Yes. Unfortunately,
I mean?
They're way too reasonable because I'm spending too much money in this game right now.
Yeah. I mean, I've purchased a couple of those, like, I don't know if they're $5 or whatever they are for 50 shards or $2 for 50 shards.
I know what it was. It was a Red Skull offer for $10 with 50 shards of Red Skull plus stuff to power them up.
Oh, yeah, that's a good offer.
Yeah, probably. That's pretty decent.
Yeah. I got like a Corvus or I think once they drop them into a shop, sometimes they'll put a cheap offer up.
Right.
Yeah, they did a, I think it was a $5 Corvus offer for 50 shards.
Yep. Yeah, I bought that one.
I bought it. So, yeah, I'm okay with those. It actually kind of speaks to, I mean, I don't know how much you want to get into any news, but I forwarded, at least to you, Charles. Sen, I don't know if you saw it, the Scopely release.
Where
I did see your post about it, yes.
They're doing, Scopely's doing a round of fundraising, and it's a pretty high value.
Yeah, it was a lot of millions, But the more important thing, it was based on a valuation of like $3.3 billion. Yep.
Well, they do have some big name IPs under their belt right now.
Yeah, no question. I mean, honestly, like, I had forgotten that they had done things like they had things like, frankly, Yahtzee for Buddies. You know, yeah. For all that people might make fun of that, casual name brand games like Yahtzee, where it takes you 5 minutes to play a game, and it's well known by everybody's grandmother.
Yep,
that stuff is worth a lot if the implementation is any good whatsoever.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And with Scopely, it is. It is a good implementation.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Generally. Yeah. 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 So what I hope out of a valuation like that, though, and we've kind of seen it, is that they'll give us better, you know, cheaper offers because they can. You know, they can afford to say, well, let's just try this all. And they raised $340 million at a $3.3 billion valuation. It's just a ridiculous amount of money. So they've got, you know, they've got Looney Tunes, The World of Mayhem, which is kind of like Strike Force. They've got Scrabble. They've got Star Trek Fleet Command. They've got a Walking Dead game, Wheel of Fortune.
So they got every IP known to man.
Yeah, across the board. WWE and Yahtzee. Mm-hmm. It's a little crazy what they have.
Dude, they are the Tencent of the mobile gaming world right now.
It's kind of what it's feeling like.
Yeah.
There was another game company, what are they called? Something Jam.
Space Jam.
No. That's not Jam City. I think it's Jam City, where they do a lot of these kind of casual type games as well. And they got a huge amount of funding as well. Jam City. And so they're, you know, and they've got some Disney IP. They do Cookie Jam. They do a Harry Potter game. Like Cookie Jam is pretty big. They've got Futurama, Worlds of Tomorrow.
Oh,
geez. Family nice Guy.
Big IP right there. So it's Family Guy.
Yeah. And then, they have Disney Emoji Blitz and Disney Frozen Adventures and Harry Potter.
Oh, that's who put out the Emoji Blitz.
Yeah. So there's a couple of big mobile game companies that are just, you got to imagine they're making a lot of money. Yeah. So, yeah, it's an interesting time we live in, especially with this whole COVID thing, right? Because I think people, not everybody, like I know, Charles, you haven't been one for lack of work to do.
No, I've not.
You know, the running joke is everybody's learning how to bake bread because of all this new time on their hands. Never seen that extra time.
That's what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah,
that's what you're doing wrong. Yep, you should be baking bread when you're not Ubering.
Right.
Yeah, and thank you to Neru Miu for following here on Twitch. So very cool. People were like, "Oh, I'm learning a new talent." No, I'm sleeping all the time. Oh, I'm day drinking. I wish I had the time to day drink.
Oh, day drinking would be amazing right now.
Right? Nice.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. It's funny because one of the things I talked about with some folks this week, I don't think I've woken up later than 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, God, dude.
This morning, like literally today was 3 o'clock.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's terrible.
And not that
is going on with your sleep schedule?
Oh, it's stress. Mm. It's all stress related.
Oh, you didn't have to get up. You got to, your body said get up.
No. Yeah. Once my mind starts racing about the problems of the day, I'm dead. So yeah, it's awesome.
And you're here.
And honestly, things like this give me some relief, and this is awesome. So, So, Charles, I know with your wonky schedule lately, what's your game life been like?
I think there's probably been a day or two I've not contributed to the full amount of the alliance, you know, either the start keys or even tickets or battle. I tried to do the war because we're in gold four now.
Yeah.
And I'm not happy about it. There's plenty of people who are, so, you know, good on you. I don't like gold four. I don't like the bands of gold four, but it is what it is. And we got in, we got the gold four. We fought a very close battle tonight and just missed the winning of that. I'm not sure if it kicked us out or not, to be honest with you. Back to gold three, but we're on that edge and it's inevitable. We're gonna be in gold four and it's fine. So I've been trying to definitely contribute to what the Alliance wants, which is more war battles. But I know there's been some days since the last time we recorded that I just haven't hit all those basic markers of contribution.
You know. And how is your Alliance treating that?
They're cool. They've been cool with it. Vlambo got in today. He's like, hey, man, can you go and smash this? He knows how to trigger me. He didn't ask me to come fight. He didn't say, do your lanes. He goes, hey, Hulk, you want to come smash? I'm like, yeah, I do. I do want to smash. I'll come smash some battles out. So he definitely knows. He's a good people manager. He knows how to get me to do things. And they're cool about it. I haven't seen any negative. I mean, somebody might be complaining to Vlambo, but I haven't seen any negative comments on it. And I try, and I've been open about, I'm just slammed, man. Every time I think I'm going to be somewhere where I can, I'll be on my phone, it doesn't work out that way. And then I was without a phone for 2 days, but that's been remedied. So,
well, whose fault was that?
That was COVID-19's fault. I'm just gonna blame COVID-19 right now for that.
Yep. COVID-19 shut your door.
Yes, it did. It did. It did. What about you, Sin? How's the? I mean, you game every morning, so I imagine you haven't missed much.
Mine is the same reason for that. That Kurt's doing it because I got to keep my mind off of other things, so I might as well stream.
Yeah.
So it but even at that point, I'm like, oh god damn it, this is starting to piss me off. So,
yep.
So like, I think I need to take like 3 days off of everything and just go away and relax.
Oh yeah. Yeah. What's funny? I've talked about with friends about like a vacation. Like literally I've heard people all my life talk about needing a vacation. Mm-hmm. Like right now I need a vacation.
You need that break. If you don't have to worry about anything, you're just off the grid for two or three days. Wake up when you want to.
Days, weeks, you know, whatever. But yes. I'm at that point.
That's been the problem of this year because none of our role-playing stuff is happening because everything is shut down.
So right.
All the gaming stuff is gone, and that would be my vacation times, basically. Like, drive up to Seattle for, you know, see my friends and go to a game event for the weekend or out to Utah or something, and I don't get to do that this year. So it's another thing that's been driving me crazy.
Yep, I'm right there with you. Like, Dragon Con was one of those. But for me also, with all the music groups that I'm involved in, there is no music this year. Like none. And so normally I have three or four conventions to go to for my music.
Yeah.
And they've all been canceled. And all rehearsals that I would normally do have been canceled.
You're saying 2020 is the year the music died.
2020 is the yes. Mm. Yeah. The music and my dad.
Oh, come on. No, you don't get to play the dead dad card in the middle of the show.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I'm not the only one, but yes. Yes, yeah. I do.
Welcome to the dead dad cast.
We keep getting that, like, we'll do a Friday night movie night and somebody will be like, dude, this year sucked. And it sucked for me. I'm like, really? Like, all right, you win.
Right.
Yeah.
So in honor of my dead dad, I'm going to do a Friday night movie night, and we're just going to play Ghost Dad on loop.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh,
it's funny because Cosby's a creep.
Oh, God.
No, I mean, honestly, the only thing I can do about this year is laugh about it. because otherwise it's cry and that's no fun.
I'm ready for a lot of things to be over. I'm ready for a lot. And come next month in about a week and a half, 2 weeks ish. A big major thing's going to be over, and it'll be, thank God we can talk about something else for about 6 months before the next goddamn cycle starts. But that's neither here nor there. This game, right. You know, but it is here or there, right? We all live these lives. We all are dealing with these things. And,
right. It's and, real.
It impacts everybody.
Yeah. And you play to forget. You drink to forget. You stream to forget. Or you watch your favorite streamers. I have not personally streamed 2 months, 2 or 3 months, since the lockout on Discord, or on Twitch, rather, where I lost my account. I haven't even tried. I haven't tried to open it up. Because I've just been busy. And yeah. Oh crap. John Rogers is in Georgia. I'm in Georgia. Yeah.
Yeah. Go to Charles's house. He has no fear.
We do these games and we stream and I want to stream. I actually have, somebody on here. I'm trying to remember their name right now off the top of my head, but they love Hulk. They go, why aren't you streaming on your solo run? I'm blanking right now, but
that's because imaginary? That person's imaginary. Thank you, Sam. That's exactly where I was going with that.
Oh, no.
Can you live in Canada?
Yep.
I don't know where they live. I know they show up in the chat room.
All, with all of your girlfriends, they live in Canada.
they're in Canada.
They, of course, the night that I'm trying to call them out and say, you know, I like what they say, they're not here in chat. Crap. I know it. I know it. And it's not Tropico Doc. It's crap. But there's somebody who shares my love for the Hulk. And we've got some questions coming up later on in the hour. But yeah, I got tagged a whole lot in an alliance I'm not even in. And I just dropped in like, you all are Scots, and left.
Yeah, that was weird that you got tagged so many times during that conversation.
Oh, no, that wasn't weird. I saw that coming because the first time was a nice joke by Ebbett, a funny joke. And then the rest is like, let's just see how far this goes, which is the people I love.
Yep.
So.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's a good enough segue into our umbrella of alliances is kind of going through a little bit of a shakeup right now. Where the alliance leaders are really trying to figure out if we want to kind of reset expectations and requirements for each of the alliances, with the exception of Prometheus. Maybe
Prometheus is pretty set. They're happy with how they're doing, which is great. If it's working, it's working. I mean, for the most part, Behemoth is working just fine. It's just. There, I know there's people that want to push harder, and there's people that don't. So we'll see what happens.
Right. And so I'm one of the guys that, look, I'm in Alpha, and I really haven't been pulling my weight as much this year. I've had a lot of times where I can't, like Thursdays are traditionally terrible for me. I can't. I don't know why. It's just the way my schedule works out. I can't really participate as much. But also, I am not one to go into a war and just throw attacks in to meet the minimums. Like, that makes no sense to me. I don't, you know, if all I've got is a 300k OG Brotherhood team, I'm not going to throw it at a 600k Black Order.
Right, because that's not going to do any good.
It makes no sense.
It actually makes things worse, because if I look at it and at the history, then I'm going to be like, why the hell?
Why
are you
did
doing
you do
it?
This? Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. And so that's where we're at. Where I feel like I'm getting crap for not attacking. And if I do something like that, why did you do that? Well, pick one.
Like, what am I supposed to do?
Right, right. Yeah. And so yeah. Like tonight we had a similar war where we lost, but literally I was going up multiple teams that were like 600k. And yep. I don't care how much I can punch up. I'm not punching up that high. I'm just not. So I've been thinking about stepping down into a less stressful Alliance.
Yeah.
Yep. And we talked about, as alliance leaders, about shaking things up to have a high-end alliance and mm-hmm. medium and a low-end alliance, whatever. And what I'm really pushing for is set the standards first.
Yeah.
And then and literally with some of our guys, I've been, give me your ideal. What is your ideal high-end, you know, alliance? What does that look like? And then yeah. let's see who matches that. And if you don't have enough to fill an alliance, then we tweak it. But you start with the standards first, not with the people first.
Yeah.
Well, and also, even if somebody can match that, doesn't mean that they want to.
Agreed. Right? No, agreed. But I mean, if at least they can't, if you can't at least match
sure.
the technical requirements, you're not going to hit the regular ones, right? So,
right.
So we're really pushing hard to define things really well to begin with, and then we can set clear expectations for everybody. And I'm also pushing for future growth. Like, you can't mm-hmm. just set the expectations based on what the game is today. You have to set the expectations based on what the game could be in 2 years.
Yeah. Right. Or 6 months.
Right. Well, yeah. whatever. But like, if the requirement is today that we're going to do 60% Ultima 7.2 and 100% Alpha, well, you know, what, or Greeks, whatever, and 9 attacks per war, and then the level cap gets raised, Ultimus comes out with Ultimus 8.
Right. Which will happen. And,
you know, yeah, right. So then the question is going to become, well, what are our expectations? Well, so
I think part of it is basically that top team is talking about, this is a hard push team. You're going as hard as you can on war. You're going as hard as you can on raid.
It's our Pants of Hulk team.
And that's, yeah, it's a Pants of Hulk team.
Yeah.
And that's really what it needs to be for those that really want to push as much as they can.
And that's great. And I have no issue with that. But you need to define it in such a manner that there are no questions.
Yeah,
right? That's fair.
It's gonna take some time to iron out, and if people decide they want to move to places, great. We'll adjust around it and see what happens.
Here's what I love from all the grief we've gone through with FDA's Beyond and the set of alliances, is that we've learned from our mistakes and we've grown.
Oh yeah,
and everybody's grown with this, and we're at a point that we can have these conversations easily. Because I was already thinking, with growth, you need to grow, you need to change, and Behemoth outgrew where I wanted to play. I was middle of the road, but they really wanted to push harder. I stepped out. I was much happier. It really wasn't a step down. It was just a different vibe. It was a slightly drop in power, but that's okay. Whatever. I don't measure numbers, you know. And you know, but I realized as we're doing better with Tempest and doing better with and it's growing, I'm going to probably start slowly dropping.
It's going to get to the same point.
It's going to get, and I'll be okay with them moving on. And I'll move back. Because I was thinking about how to phrase it, right? It's like, you know what? Because right now, because y'all were talking about, you know, why did you do that? It was triggering me. It's like, no, the second somebody yells at me, I'm like, I don't care. I'll quit. I mean, because it's a gut reaction. It's like, but the reality is not, F you, treat me like a specialty person. And it's like, no, the reality is it's growth. And I'm happy with my slow growth. And I know my alliances will outgrow me. More power to you. And I love that we've learned from that. We've learned from all the shakeups. We've learned from the mistakes we've made with branching out from 3 alliances to 7. And there were some balls dropped and people got their feelings hurt. But now it's I'm not even a part of the conversation with Curtis. I mean, I see it. But by the time I go to say something, Kurt, Sin, Ibbot, Murphy, somebody's already said what I wanted to say about it. And it's good. Like you're saying, Kurt, let's build this right. And in 6 months, it might change again. And that's okay.
Well, but if you set it up right, then whatever changes in 6 months won't be a surprise.
Right.
Right. And so the other part of this that I'm a little frustrated with is one of communication. And one of the things that I've been really pushing the alliance leaders hard on is, hey, if somebody is not pulling their weight, have you reached out to them? And in some cases, yes, they have. And in some cases they haven't, they just get annoyed.
Yeah.
And in the cases where they have, I believe that we could do, and I'm including myself in this, I'm not exempt.
Yeah.
But I think we could do a better job of following up. And what I mean by that is, look, if Thursdays I can't participate that well, and that's not acceptable, then what I would hope is that one of the alliance leaders would come up to me and say, so, hey, we noticed you didn't participate in war this time around. What, you know, what's going on? And I say, well, I'll, you know, I was in, I put it in AFK, and Thursdays are just really hard for me.
Yeah.
If the alliance leader said to me, yeah, I understand that, you know, work is busy and whatnot, and, but if Thursdays are going to be a real problem with you, I'm not sure we can keep you in the alliance because you're holding people back on that day. If somebody had said that, that's a different conversation.
Exactly.
Right. And so
that's a fair conversation to have.
Yes. No question. And that next step is where we tend to not go.
Yeah.
We tend to just get annoyed because, okay, they had a hard time.
And well, I want to put this out for those who listen on it, because what you're saying is human nature. We have built an alliance with, it's the Roadhouse rules, right? Be nice. And it's uncomfortable, right, and it feels negative to go to you, Kurt, just specifically, even if I were doing it, and be like, Kurt, hey, man, you're not holding up your end, and this is holding the team back. And nobody wants to have that conversation, even with a new player, because it feels negative. The number one rule is be nice feels good. So we think it's not being nice to have that conversation. But the reality is, we're an open communications group, and it's easy to go, if you do it right, it's easy to go, hey, bud, you know,
it doesn't have to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like it's all communication skills, and yeah, not everybody's good at it. I get that. But it really is, it's a way different conversation. If I'm talking with Ibit and say, and this has happened, actually, Ibit has said, hey, you know, I heard some guys are pretty frustrated because, like, on Thursdays you can't finish this, but you've got time to do two podcasts.
But podcasts are work.
But that's not how it's always perceived, right?
Sure,
but regardless, so my blunt answer to that is, oh, that's because they're more important to me.
Yeah.
That's my ugly blunt answer, but in reality, what I tend to say are things like, yeah, I know these podcasts are commitments. I need to get them done, and I'm sorry, just Thursdays are terrible for me. But that follow up conversation of, well, yeah, I understand that, but in order for us to progress, we can't really have that. Like, and it doesn't have to be mean-spirited. It's just like,
and what helps with that is what you said earlier. Set the standards before you build the alliance. Yeah. Everybody knows what they're walking into. And honestly, this is what I am good at. If you have somebody in your alliance, I'm just going to use Alpha because I'm not in Alpha. Let me use Behemoth, okay? Because I know, Kurt, you and Ibit can handle your business in Alpha. If in Behemoth... Thank you, Sid.
Oh, Sid
timed about. So good. But if you have somebody who's giving you grief, I have no problems coming in and putting the hammer down. I was like, no, this alliance agreement is this, this, and this. Did you meet those terms? No. Then you're out, because they're the good guys. You should always be the good guy and have a bad guy. I'm good at being the bad guy. That's why I actually really, really enjoy not being an alliance leader right now. I'm just the leader of the Discord, right? But that makes it a whole lot easier for me to go, no, 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 no. It's time to not be nice. That's when I come in, you know? And hopefully we'll never have that. But if you set up the expectations right and we communicate well, then you won't have that problem. I mean, I do wonder, and they've talked about it, but, you know, somebody like Casino has that huge alliance. I do wonder what kind of headaches and discussions they have, and how many issues and how they deal with it, because,
well, I'm just from what I've heard during Casino's streams and whatnot, they are kind of blunt, and they just will kick. And we tend not to try to do that. Like we tend to try not to do that, right? It's we try to be nice, and because
trust me, if I was like that, like half the Alliance by now would have been replaced. Just right. Like
yeah,
and no for not for like you know you're continuously doing something just on a whim.
Yep. Yeah.
He Thanos snapped, dude. He Thanos snapped.
I have an emote for it.
Should have gone for the head. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, and for us, we base our participation on raid seasons or war seasons. I'm sorry, war seasons. And no, raid seasons. Sorry. And
1 to 2 weeks. So.
Yeah. Right. And so. My thought and my question to the Alliance leaders were, well, maybe that's not the right period of time. Maybe the right period of time is 30 days, 60 days. And we go, if you miss X amount in this time period, you're done. Because I will tell you, for me personally, we technically, I guess, still have a 10-point scale. If you get 10 points in penalties within a raid season, you're gone. And I've hit 8, 9.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody had said to me, yeah, that's too many times in a row, and according to our rules, you know, you've done that 3 times in 6 months, you gotta go.
So
yeah. That's a different conversation. Yeah. Right.
And on the same topic, I want to ask you guys a question based off the chat here. John Rogers says, I was in people with MR, FTP, and our leader.
Mr. Free to Play.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Free to Play. I knew FTP was free to play. I should know Mr. MR.
Yeah,
Mr.
He's another streamer. Usually does it on YouTube.
Yeah, he's a really cool nice dude. Yeah, he is. And I just messed up the name. But he was in that one, and Nico, the leader, was constantly stressed out. So I'm going to ask you guys, are you stressed out as leaders in our alliances?
I am, only because I'm considered a leader and I'm falling down.
But you're not stressed out managing the people. You were stressed out for some reason. No. I was stressed out. I'm considered a leader of this alliance and I'm falling down. I'm not doing what.
Yeah, that's where my stress comes from, is for me, my own participation. When it comes to the other end of things, I'm not as closely into it as everybody else, because we have a lot of good leaders within the alliance already. So yeah. I don't need to, you know, if somebody said to me, hey, Sen has missed a bunch of stuff, can you talk to him? Absolutely. And I'll do that all night long. Like I will go and talk to that person to give them a fair shake. What bothers me, and what I usually call the alliance leaders out on, are, did you talk to this guy? What did they say? What was your response? How did they react? You know, all of that, because that's the stuff that matters. If you just get pissed off at them and yell at them in a private message, that's not helpful.
Right. Well, actually, that kind of started. We had some people quit. I mean, they probably would have quit the game anyway, let's be fair. But they we had a very open alliance, not knowing how sideways this game was going to go in the first 6 months. We want our old friends to play, and this is just basically a group to hang out and talk. And people started yelling at each other. It was like, that's not gonna work. So Murphy 3 says, we have players that want us to be that way in Prometheus about cutting and getting things done. And that's the thing, because he says recruiting makes it difficult to drop players, which is a real problem in the game. But also this type of restructure that we're talking about, it'll be January if this thing happens, right? Because it's going to take time. This is the chance. Yeah.
So here's the thing, because I've heard that argument as well, where recruiting stops us from being able to have the alliance that we want. Okay, I'm going to be a jerk right now.
Okay.
I think that is a pussy get out of jail card. I think I do. And because if you are strong enough in your convictions that you think the alliance should be in a certain way, then you stand by it and you hold up your standards. If your standards need to waver because nobody can meet them, either change your standards or or keep them and keep recruiting. Because if it's that important, then you keep moving forward. If it's the right thing, the quote unquote right thing to do, keep moving forward.
I get where you're coming from. Play the middle ground a little bit, because then you're running short, and now you're not meeting your goals because you're running short, and that's frustrating as well. You know, maybe you're meeting less than what you're meeting when you cut the people. You're meeting this standard, and when you had the people, you're meeting the standard. Wasn't your standard, but you're meeting it. Now, when you cut them, you drop even lower. I don't know. That is not an easy choice. I don't think.
So Murphy 3 is asking me if I recruit. I have recruited. It's tough. No question about it. But you can't expect to recruit and replace somebody in 2 days necessarily, depending on what your requirements are. You know, if you have higher end requirements, that's going to take longer by definition.
Yeah.
Now, because there are less of those players.
I'm gonna throw this in. Murphy says, however, if you keep players who aren't holding up their end, you end up losing good players who leave your cluster. And that I'm gonna make the stand on is like, okay, if I have to make the choice between somebody who's not meeting the standard of the alliance and you've communicated that with them multiple times in multiple ways, get me involved if you need to. I'll be more than happy to help with you on that because I love doing those conversations. Because I can do them nice. I can do them nice, and then there's the door, bud. I'm sorry. But if you're going to lose the people who are contributing and want to push, then cut the dead weight and run short only because you want to keep the players you want to keep. This is not an alliance of everybody has a place. Okay, that's not true. This is a cluster. Right. This is a cluster of alliances that everybody has a place. That doesn't mean your place is Prometheus or Alpha or Behemoth. But you do have a place.
Right. Yeah. And so if you want to run a high-end alliance and you want people to be held accountable to that standard and you have a standard, then you have to accept the negative that comes with that. And the negative is it's going to take longer to find people. It just is.
And Steve O says the biggest problem is there are players out there that are only 3 to 4 million CP that expect way too much. That is true. I've seen some expectations that are out of this world.
There's a lot of horror stories from this is what I'm looking for. Like, really? Because you can't even handle a third of that. Like,
yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, but even those can be handled in such a way where you go, that's great that you're pushing for that. We'd like to have you in one of these other alliances that are more your level. And if you outgrow them, we'll try to find a place for you somewhere else. But you got to start there because you're not at the level that you want to be for this alliance.
Yeah. And I want, since you've been kind of quiet, so I want to hear from you. There's a comment from John that I want to get to in a minute. But I think I'm going to throw this to you, Sin, and you can take it wherever you want because you've been quiet on all the topics. So you can throw in whatever you want. I think some of the stress as a leader in alliance is people say, yeah, I can do that. You know, I want this thing to work. I want to play this game. Yeah. But true alliances and this game is crazy how it's really brought this out a lot. It is a game, but people treat it like life. So to lead an alliance, you actually have to have leadership skills. I would dare say 90% of the alliances out there, and maybe some in our own, I always try to make it, hey, do you really want to lead this? Here's what leadership means in our group. But outside of ours, for sure, there's just people who just put something together. They do not know how to lead. They do not know how to set expectations, and they do not know how to communicate, and that's what leads to the stress. And what do you think about any of that, Sin?
I think the entire thing is a pain in the ass because okay. So on my part, I don't like recruiting. I'll do it when I need to. It's a nightmare to deal with because you do run into, hey, I'm a 3 million collection power. I'm looking for an alliance that's doing ultimate 7.5 and they're in platinum gold. And like, no, it's just not going to happen. On the other part, yes, I agree that, you know, if people are not doing what they're supposed to and you've talked to them and, you know, it's been going on, you got to let them go. We've had a player that I've had multiple conversations with and they did hit fairly Charles, stop pointing at yourself. We have a player in the alliance that I had multiple conversations with. to the point that like 8 months ago, I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to have to replace it. And they're like, well, you know, this and this. I'm like, okay, look, let's give it another go. And they were doing okay. And then like this month, within like the first week and a half, where they racked up 20 points. I'm like, I got to cut you. I got to let you go. I'm going to look for a replacement. They're still in our alliance because I haven't found a replacement. So, you know, there's no reason for me to, and they're actually doing stuff. So I'm like, I'm not going to kick them out and run 23 when they're getting stuff done, but they know I'm looking for a replacement. If they want to quit, that's up to them.
But that's a choice, right? Like I have no problem with people making the choice of, look, we want to kick Kurt out, but we need to find a replacement first. As long as I'm agreeable to that.
Yeah.
Okay. But then I know, chances are that kick out is going to happen at the end of a raid season because of the way that all works. And if they said, all right, so the new raid season starts tomorrow and we have a replacement. Okay, cool. Great. Cause I know it's coming. There's no secrecy.
And quite possibly it might motivate you to step up your game, or life might change in that interim and go, okay, hey, I still understand that you're looking for somebody, but I now have more time to play and I'm doing better, but I understand if you're still looking for somebody.
But you know what? You know what?
Here's the thing.
If somebody in my alliance said, hey, you know, we need somebody who can pull their weight better than what you're doing, and so we're going to need to let you go, but we need you to stick around until we find a replacement, I would say, okay, no problem. I'd be disappointed, of course. But I'd say, okay, no problem. And I would stick around. And then when they find a replacement, I'm not going to be annoyed because I knew it was coming.
Right. It's actually, I think it's more annoying if it's like the next day you got kicked and you're like, well, you could have let me know, you know?
Yeah, well, so
I could have found an alliance and be like, hey, this is what's going on over there. I need a new place. And you can be straight up with somebody that's actually recruiting or somebody in a different alliance.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, yeah, sometimes
that's completely fair.
And sometimes it's just going to go wrong anyway, right? So, but like I had a conversation with somebody who we had to kick out of the alliance, and I was kind of the primary person to kick him. And he came back and said, well, hey, I had this and this and this. I said, dude, I tried communicating with you for like 3 days and there was no response. And one of the primary things that we have in this alliance is communicate and check Discord multiple times a day. That's like the first rule. And you didn't respond and your participation's been low. So we've got to let you go. I said, if you want to stay in the alliances, we can try to find another alliance for you, but it's not cool. Yeah. And we kicked him.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and we didn't have a replacement right away, but it was the right thing to do for us at the time.
Yeah, and everything is situationally based. And there's a thing about fairness. It's like if Sin gets the points, but he changes and he works hard. Kurt gets the points, he changes, works hard, and they communicate back and forth. But you're not. Why am I supposed to choose one over 23 other players or 22? So, I guess counting myself. Yeah.
So thank you because you reminded me of the point I was actually trying to make before I went off on my own stupid tangent. And that was if they say, okay, look, we need you to leave but we need you to stay until we find a replacement, and I up my participation level to where they need it to be, I should still be gone.
Yeah.
Because I failed.
Because you had your chances and
I had my chances. You
know, yeah.
And I've already been told I'm leaving. So honestly, to make a push for the final time that I'm there is kind of the good thing to do. Not participating more is a dick move.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's all about the interpersonal communication. That's kind of all what this boils down to. And so, it's not easy because if it were easy, everybody would do it. Right. So, I still maintain that our umbrella of alliances is special because of the way that we treat each other.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. So. I would like to think that as well. I do think that. I like to say that. Steve-O. Steve, I'm going to go to Canada one day, and me and Steve are going to have a conversation over a pint, I'm sure, but we'll have a conversation
and
about
poutine.
This whole thing.
And
yeah, poutine. Yeah.
I want poutine.
But I thought this was a very poignant statement wrapped up here. And before I get it, I'm going to actually do the back end because I want to go to a break right after this. The back end for my statement is, when you agree to the terms of whatever you're doing, playing, participating, whatever, we'll just keep it to this game. You say, yeah, I understand that your alliance is this, this, and this. And I'm even failing some in Tempest. Like, it's bare minimums. It's like, get your 600 tickets in. There's been a day or two lately, I'm pretty sure I didn't get 600 tickets in. You know, so I'm failing. And I would understand if they came like, hey, we tried, it didn't work, thanks. I get that. I am the number one guy's like, look, I understand. Not everybody's like that. I understand that too. But when you agree to whatever the terms are, it is your responsibility to step up to those terms 100%. In games, in life, whatever, your word is your bond, right? You said yes, do it. Don't get mad when you don't do it and somebody doesn't like it. The flip side to this is John Rogers says, I'm an Army combat veteran. I place teamwork and communication above all else. We can't lose sight of the fact that this is a game meant for fun and enjoyment, a pleasurable getaway, and a distraction from the real world. I think there's two things to take out of that statement. One, there's no need to get angry and mad and hold in those frustrations. Communication helps get rid of that frustration. But two, it is if your actions are taking away from the fun and enjoyment of everybody else, then it's you, man. And I'm sorry, Scott, you got to go.
Yeah, you know, it's funny what John had said there. That's kind of what we've been saying since day one.
Yeah. Yes. Right?
We have to understand that this is only a game. And be good to each other. Don't be a dick. You know, we have those written down. You know.
Yeah.
And so I think it's all good. I remember I had a long conversation with a couple of the guys about how we communicate, we talked about this even with that long letter to Fox Next, right?
Yeah.
With how the words that you use matter, mm-hmm. how you communicate matter. If you call somebody a jerk while you're trying to criticize them, they are going to be less likely to pay attention to you.
Yeah.
Right. So,
yeah.
So, whatever. I think the three of us anyway are kind of in violent agreement.
Yeah.
As I like to say.
All right, jerkwads, we're taking a break. Don't listen to us anymore. We'll be back in just a minute.
I'll shut up.
Markers in. Go for it, Zen.
Damn it. All right. Well, we have a lot of new information that came out today. Mobile Gamer had an interview with Cerebro, who's our community manager, one of the two. And they did a live reveal of Dr. Doom's kit.
Oh, wow.
How you get him and what he's going to have. Ooh. There was also a Q&A afterwards. It didn't really have a lot of information that we already don't know. The block tomorrow will have a new character out. We already know that. The email from the game yesterday, we already have the information that Doom Chapter 2 is coming, and Squirrel Girl and Proxima Midnight are getting nodes, and we have the requirements for the nodes for that chapter. So check your in-game mail if you're interested in that. More than likely, since Corvus is already in the raid store, more than likely Call Obsidian is going to be a war store recruit, is my guess. I wouldn't expect him to be a Blitz store. He's a little too, you know, high up there to be a Blitz store character. But, you know, we don't have any confirmation on that, so that's possible. So here's the info. Dr. Doom is recruitable by doing Dark Dimension 4. That's already been confirmed. We already know that's happening. Dark Dimension 4 is going to need gear tier 15 characters. We already know that as well. What we didn't know was that you're going to need 4 characters, not 3 like Dark Dimension 3. You're going to need 4 characters in order to do a node. So 4 city, 4 cosmic, 4 global at gear tier 15. And then those nodes are not allowed to have legendary characters. And then we have 4 nodes where it's only legendary characters. So on top of all of that, you need 4 gear tier 15 legendaries. So this is going to be a massive undertaking. First time through, Dr. Doom, 5-star, 2-red-star. That's what you get for the first run. Second run through, you get him at 7-star, 4-red-star. So they're automatically putting him in with red stars. One of the questions for the Q&A was, when is Ultron getting red stars? Not on the horizon. You know, they haven't brought in, you know, they're not looking at that right now. So not happening anytime soon. Probably will at some point, but not anytime soon. So that's the info on how to get Dr. Doom. Now, here's the thing with Dr. Doom. And this kit is actually right now, you can, if you do a search for MSF Dr. Doom kit, you can find it on Reddit. And we'll, you know, there'll be graphics for it. In 24 hours, people will have the graphics, mobile gamers video is already up. So you can take a look at the live content. There's a video of gameplay. His basic is Mystic Beam, attack primary target for damage, steal 2 positive effects, clear taunt off of self. Great. Doombots, you summon a Doombot minions and they have their own abilities. Their abilities actually mimic that of Dr. Doom, which is great. So on his basic, he'll do stuff and they do the same thing on their basic, which is really cool to see. That they don't have a separate thing. Like Greg just does his own thing versus Hela. A Doombot is going to do the same thing that Dr. Doom would do as a basic.
That makes sense.
That is really thematically appropriate.
Yes.
Just like Ultron, there's 3 different types of bots. There's an incinerator, accelerator, and fabricator. So those are the same as Ultron's. But here's the kicker. On a passive, he summons a bot every turn.
Hmm.
So automatically, he summons a Doombot every turn. For every Doombot that's on the field, he gets a different type of buff. Defense up, offense up, all this different stuff. And then one of the abilities is he sends all the bots over and they explode for an incredible amount of damage. I don't have the number. This kit that I just found is not complete. So I just wanted to get the info that we actually have the information for it now. And he sounds like he's going to be extremely powerful. The one, 2 things. First of all, he's not super fast, which is good. He's only 111 speed. So there's a lot of characters that are way faster than him. So he's going to take some time to build up. But once he gets going, you're done. Second, Mr. Sinister.
So this sounds like, real quick. Yeah, this sounds a lot like that build for Avengers Alliance, where it took him a while to build up. Once you got that massive laser beam, you were done, right? So I kind of like that steamroll effect of you get to round 4, you're screwed.
Yeah, pretty much. And I think I was actually looking at the at a bad copy. So I'll see if I can find any other information while I'm looking here. But he will have synergy with Fantastic Four. Not just your Fantastic Four. He gets to do stuff if Fantastic Four is on the field.
Ooh.
Ally or enemy. So that's an interesting part.
I'm starting to hate this all over.
Yeah, right? The other thing is that Kurt caught me. Mr. Sinister is going to be able to clone him. So if you have gold credits available, get that 7 red star Sinister.
Yeah.
Because while I finish DD4 and I can have a 4 red star Dr. Doom, if you clone it, you have a 7.
Mm.
So this is going to be interesting. You know, the abilities are named Science and Sorcery for the basic, Doomsday Dictator for the special, Time Platform for the ultimate, and Doombot Legion for the passive. That's where he generates a Doombot every turn.
Right.
Time Platform is a 10 energy ultimate.
Oof.
You're not going to do it twice in a fight, not likely, but are going to get to do it at least once.
No, you surround him with only all energy givers. Yeah, you might speed that up.
Let me see if I can actually find.
While you look up what you're looking up, I'm a little disappointed that he's not locked out to be by himself. I was kind of honestly hoping for that.
I don't think this game is set up for that. So here's a Doombot Legion. When this character or a Fantastic Four ally drops, well, this is part of it. I think this is the second half of it. Drops below 50% health, grant them ability energy and fill their speed bar by 50%. On stun, clear stun and apply slow to self. You can't even stun him. He's unstoppable.
That's beautiful.
He's just gonna go.
That is beautiful.
That is part of the. Oh, here it is. Let me rewind this a little bit back. It's all weird because I don't have the actual kit in front of me, so I'm just waiting. On death, apply plus one deflect up to a maximum of 10. Oh, so every time a Doombot dies, it applies a deflect to Dr. Doom. So the ability where they rush over and they blow up, if there's like five of them that go over to the other side and explode,
he gets five deflects.
You get five deflects on your side. So this is your big DD4. This is what you're getting from Dark Dimension 4. That, you know, they're going to put him out. It's going to come out fairly soon. It's not with the next patch, but fairly soon after the patch. I think he is being considered as one of the playable, you know, quote
marks. God mode.
Yes, he's God mode. But the blog post basically said for new playable characters with the next patch, he's the playable character in quote marks because you know he's going to be in the game. You're not getting him for a while,
right?
Unless you're dropping like $100,000, you're not or whatever. You're not.
Come
getting
on,
him.
Georgia Lottery.
Right.
Now, what about his weaknesses?
I think this thing looks crazy. I think this thing is going to be so ridiculously overpowered. It's kind of like putting an Ultron on a 1 million account.
I was going to say this reeks of Ultron.
Yeah. I feel like it kind of has to be.
Sure. It's just going to be really annoying for a long time.
For a while, yeah. Now,
even Ultron isn't as annoying as he used to be.
Right. Well, because they put out counters to him. We've all learned how to handle him. You know, there's ways to do it. Like with Doom, did you watch the whole thing and see the secret reveal on what his weaknesses are?
No. I was listening to this while working.
Dude.
I only had the audio going through Twitch Mobile. Uh-huh. So every time I hit an area where I don't have a good signal, my audio would cut out and I'm like, oh, God damn it. Where's the show?
If you have a minimum of a 6 Red Star Hulk, once one hit, he's gone. That's it. That's it. So, you know, I'm set. Screw you guys.
I was going to say he's vulnerable to water attacks because he rusts.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Namor, because it hits him, he just crumples because, you know, water. Yep. It's so good.
This was for when you have Doombot allies on the field. Two or more Doombot allies gain defense up for 2 turns. 3 or more gain speed up for 2 turns. 4 or more gain offense up for 2 turns. We don't know if they're stackable. I don't think it's going to be if you have 4, you get all of those at the same time. Like, I don't think it's going to rebuff that. So it's kind of going to wear off as it goes. But there's so much here. There's just so much in this kit. I think it's going to be crazy fun to play with him. I think he's going to be a nightmare to deal with. But once you get him on the team, I think he's going to be a lot of fun and pretty game-changing.
And with this question from the chat, we're going to start pulling questions from our Discord, and we're going to have to burn through them. We're at an hour already, but we'll burn through the questions. Wow. But C Freeze in chat says, so what's the prediction on how fast an Ultra Kraken will beat DD4? My prediction, 3 hours.
Oh, God, no.
An Ultra Kraken, like a whale, a super whale, right?
I don't think there's any way to predict it because we don't have the gear in the game yet.
Right.
Like, the patch is going to come out. They might put in, you know, the patch is probably like Tuesday or Wednesday. That's the expectation. But DD4 is not going to show up for, let's say, another week, right? Well, that gear is not in the game yet. So you're going to need 16 characters at gear tier 15, more than likely at level 80. So you got the time sink to get them up to maximum level, which for the whales is not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about Ultra Kraken. It'll just swipe their Black Amex or whatever.
Sure. If they're already saving, you know, they already have 40,000 energy saved up or whatever, they'll just roll through it. But the gear's not there, so you can't buy it because it's not in a game. And you're going to need to gear up 16 different characters. So it's still going to take time to get in there. But the nice thing is, those that do get in early, and this was with Dark Dimension 2, Dark Dimension 3, those that get in early, we get to learn from that and see what works and what doesn't work. So when I cleared Dark Dimension 3, it's been a couple of months since I cleared Dark Dimension 3. Even 2 weeks later, you could go and say, here's a better option, and here's a better character. And here's a new character that if you bring them up, they're going to give you better results. I went in with a specific team. 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later, Emma Frost would be a much better option to use than the character that I use. Like, I used Scientist Supreme. I wouldn't recommend that character to anybody now because you can replace him with a much better option for a character. So it changes really quickly. So for those players that are like, well, I'm not going to see this for a year. Great. In a year, you know you're going to see it in a year. In a year, you're going to be able to do it in 3 hours, three days, whatever. You're going to have the options that those people going in right away won't, because you're going to have the characters that will come out later that will have the higher power that will be easier to level up because the gear will be more available.
Honestly, to your point, I'd love to whale at that level. Be like, we'll find out. I'm going to jump in. We'll see. One, it means I have the money to do that with, but two,
I'm sure there's a couple of people that will be straight up streaming how they do it, and and their chat community will just give them money to do it.
Yeah,
right.
Seafree, I would not ask that out of our chat community. That's a lot of money. I'm not going to ask that out of you guys. Seafree says, in my opinion, a week to 10 days once the gear is available for pay.
Once the gear is available, it's going to be like, look, it took me like a week to do it and I'm done, which is fine. But this is a different situation than Dark Dimension 3. Dark Dimension 3, Tadano Mac ran through it and most of the whales went, well, I don't care anymore because there's no big reward at the end that everybody wants. Because Ultimus, okay, whatever. This is a different situation. This is kind of like going through Dark Dimension 2, getting that Ultron right away. That changed your game. That changed your roster. This is the same situation. Even if somebody drops $50,000 to be the first, everybody else is going to follow them.
Yeah.
Tadano Mac going through Dark Dimension 3 so quickly actually cost the company a lot of money because a lot of the whales went, I don't care anymore. And they didn't drop that money to be on top.
To be on top, Plus, like you said, they weren't a good one. What are you trying to say, Kurt?
No, I was agreeing. I mean, because Ultimus, like, I dragged my feet doing Dark Dimension 2, and once I got Ultron, though, the next day everything was better. Like literally, I was able to do things that I wasn't able to do otherwise, just with that character. Not even at 7 stars yet.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And it does feel like Doom's going to be one of those characters.
Oh yeah,
but no. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time.
And again, you're talking about a whole nother tier gear level. You're talking about a whole nother experience rack of levels. You know, so this is that more of that long end game, moving the goalposts in a good way, in my opinion. This gives us more of a target to shoot for, not just gonna have the best war team right now. I do want to throw this, you guys. Being that we're a little over an hour in, do we want to hold the mailbag for next week and do a real question-heavy show next week?
Sure. Because we clearly went Alliance philosophy heavy tonight.
And, so. and I want to give – I do want to give all the – even if it's Hulk bashing, I want to give all the comments their fair shake, and we're talkers. So we'll do a whole nother hour tonight, and that's going to be killer for me and Kurt and probably Sin. So, yes.
I got nothing to do. I'm good for the next 4 hours. It's not even 8 p.m. here.
I am not.
With you guys being on the East Coast, I got a whole night ahead of me.
Damn millennials, man. And you have to stay up all night. Crap. I want to give everybody things. Steve-O, whatever Steve-O's question is, you can pull that one out. I do want to say John Rogers actually spent points to highlight this. So I want to highlight it. He was the one who said went to the break. He's talking about the leadership. His flip side is, my previous statement has a flip side. Leadership has to have the trust of those they are leading. If your unit cannot trust your judgment, then you have failed as a leader. And that's fair.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. So first, John Rogers, you're right. The only thing I might change that is respect instead of trust, but I'm picking nits a little bit.
I think they go hand in hand.
Yeah, they do. They do. I just think a little tweaked in there for me personally. But and you said you did want to read Steve's question.
Because he's like, ask my question. So I'm sure it's a Hulk busting question.
Well, he's got, it's only one. It is only one question, okay. Even though it says second question. It's a two part. It's a two part question.
Oh, Lord.
Which means it's two questions. Question number one is, how much wood can a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
All of it?
I don't know. You woodchuck, stop chucking my wood. And then part two is, why does Hulk suck so much?
God damn it.
We had to get at least one in for the day.
That's
true.
You know what? Steve-O, I'm going to find your email. I'm going to hunt you down, find your email address, and sign you up for all the Hulk love sites I can find.
To some Hulk comics.
Yeah.
You know, you say something like that. You say something like that, and all I can see is what's the guy that does the voice for Stewie?
McFarlane.
Yeah, McFarlane had a he was on a British talk show.
Graham Norton.
Yeah, on Norton, and he does an imitation of
Kermit doing the Taken.
Yeah, yep. Exactly, and that's the only thing I can think of when you're like, I'm gonna find you.
I can't do it like he did. I want to find you. It was so good. It's so stupid.
I'm going to kill you.
Kurt, where can they find you, sir?
I can be found all over the place, but on Twitter, I'm at VO by Kurt on Mondays and Thursdays. I'm right here on FTH Beyond doing Marvel Strike Force. On Thursday evenings, I'm over on FTH Beyond. Oh my God, it's a long night.
Well, you are.
I am also. But on Thursday evenings earlier, I am over on Nook's Tavern doing the Animal Crossing New Horizons podcast. And then finally, my solo podcast, Story Time with Kurt, where I tell you stories about whatever I feel like reading at this point, because I don't know what I'm doing next. So, but yeah, if you want to fall asleep to a voice that may lull you to sleep, I don't know. Go listen to it. Check it out wherever podcasts are found.
Well,
I can't snore on demand. Otherwise, I would have done it right there.
What about you, Sin?
You can find me every morning on twitch.tv /SenRaven, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time for about an hour and a half or 2 hours, depending on my work schedule these days, and a little later on the weekends, and sometimes doing some stuff in the evening, and specifically on the 10th, I'm still trying to figure out if I'm doing a full day or just a full evening. Assassin's Creed Valhalla is coming out.
Oh, nice.
And as soon as that thing hits, I'm trying to figure out if I'm taking a day off of work, doing an MSF stream in the morning,
yeah,
and just doing an entire day, or like coming back home at like 5 o'clock and doing an entire like 5 p.m. and on. But I'm doing a damn long stream for Valhalla as soon as it comes out. So if you want to come hang out and watch the gameplay, if you're not buying the game, by all means, drop by and hang out.
You know how you decide that? You do a streamathon. You start with Marvel Strike Force, and the more subs you get, the more you'll just roll right into Valhalla and keep streaming.
Oh, that's a very touchy subject right now.
Oh no. Oh, I don't know the controversy there. But make sure you pre-install the game so you're ready to go when it launches.
Yes.
So I am Charles McFall. You can find me at charlesmcfall.com, and you can find me FTH Beyond Thursday nights. Before this, do Pokemon Go podcast. Wednesday nights, we do almost daily discourse, where Kurt likes to come in the very last half hour and drop trolling bombs, and it's interesting. So that's on Wednesday nights over on ADD, almost daily pod on Twitch. But I want to talk about finding the stories. I have just ended season one with Tony P. Henderson's recording going out this week, and it's been a good run. I love that show. I love doing that show. I think you'll love listening to it. So go over to, it's at charlesmcfall.com. You can look it up in your pod catchers, and you can look it up on anchor.fm. It's Finding the Stories. Could actually put a call out for potential guests for this season two. I already have four lined up. We do seven in a season, so I got three spots open. But someone's like, well, I've done a Google and I can't find anything on Find the Stories. I'm like, well, one, did you try Find the Stories podcast? Or did you find Finding the Stories? Or did you go into a podcatcher because Google's dumb? But that's neither here nor there. So yeah, I love that show. Thanks everybody for coming out. Hey, real quick. Postalictic Pants, A-Tid, Sea Freeze, Commander Root, Darkwing FTH, Dubious Rascal, John Rogers, Lurks Murphy 3, R Sylvester 11, Stream Elements, and yeah, I said Stream Elements before Steve-O, because Steve-O can suck it. Bye, everybody.
Yeah.